The minimum purchasing age for e-cigarette or vape products in the state could go from 19 to 21 years old. The proposal would also tack a 25% tax on those products. Tax money would go toward a new smoking prevention and education fund. At a House Labor and Commerce Committee meeting on Monday, members of the public weighed in. Lena Adase graduated from Anchorage's Diamond High School in May. She's co-president of Youth Encouraging Alaskans Health, or YAH, a tobacco prevention and education coalition. She supports the bill.
Whether it was in the halls, the classrooms, anywhere in schools, you would see students taking a hit of their vape. And at my high school, it got to a point where so many people were using these products in bathrooms that every single bathroom door in the high school had to be opened for like half of the school year.
Adea says she worries that the prevalence of vape products among high school students is negatively impacting their overall health and academic success. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, vaping and nicotine addiction can harm adolescent brain development and lead to increased stress or anxiety. In 2023, nearly 20% of Alaskan high schoolers reported vaping over the prior 30 days. Roe Armstrong, co-president of YAH and another recent high school graduate, says the additional tax included in the bill could help prevent students from becoming addicted in the first place.
Once you're addicted to a substance, it's very hard to quit, and you will do a lot to get the substance that you're addicted to. So these price increases are going to stop more youth from starting because of their budget constraints.
Not everyone is on board with the bill. Sean DeSilva, owner of Fat Boy Vapors Alaska, argued vapes are a safer alternative to cigarettes, and the additional tax on products could push more people to take up cigarettes instead. Anchorage resident Mark Sundquist told the committee on Monday that the tax would drive people away from purchasing products from local retailers, and that patrons would instead get them illegally.
While the intention may be to discourage the use of e-vapor products, these tax rates would inadvertently make legal and regulated products more expensive. This, in turn, would create a price advantage for illicit products on the black market.
Juneau Democratic Representative Sarah Hannon is the House bill's sponsor. She says the sales tax is the point. They've been proven to reduce youth tobacco use, and she'd like to align state law with federal law. In 2019, a federal law raised the national legal age of purchasing, selling, or distributing tobacco products to 21 years old.
I certainly think that we want to make sure that we are regulating as best we can products that are legally for sale.
Kodiak Republican Senator Gary Stevens filed a similar version of the bill in the Senate. He's been a proponent of raising the minimum age for the past decade. Versions of Stevens' bill have passed both chambers twice, but were vetoed by Governor Mike Dunleavy. Last year, it was vetoed because it was passed by the House a few minutes after the session adjournment deadline. In 2022, it was vetoed because it imposed additional taxes. On Monday, members of the House Labor and Commerce Committee voted 4-2 to advance the bill. It will next be considered by the House Finance Committee. In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson.